This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
What?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. We are back. Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew live on the Liberty News Radio Network. It is approximately 8 minutes after the hour on Saturday, June 11th, 2022. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
No, I'm not doing too bad. You know, I was out on the highway earlier today, and you know what I found?
No.
The highway was filled with broken heroes from the Last Chance Power Drive.
Folks, that's why you listen to us, because it's Walt Yerkew. Special shout-out to the men and the woman from the Onondaga, New York Fire Department, led by none other than Little Billy Keebler. They are known as the Cellar Savers. They were able to save a mobile home. Now, as always, we want to remember the men and women who were murdered in the line of duty in the law enforcement community. Tonight, we will remember Police Officer Kevin Kroom of the Meridian, Mississippi Police Department, end of watch June 9th, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, Deputy Sheriff Thomas E. Baker III of the Nicholas County Sheriff's Office in West Virginia, end of watch June 3rd, 2022. His killer is in the ground. And Officer Adrian Lopez Sr. of the White Mountain Apache Tribal Police, which is the Indian Reservation Police, end of watch June 2nd, 2022. His killer, fortunately, is also in the ground. And anyways, moving right along, folks, you know, people need to realize words mean things and actions have consequences. What am I talking about? Well, a while back, Chuck Schumer was mad because Brett Kavanaugh was appointed to the United States Supreme Court, the highest court in the land. And so at some rally somewhere, Chucky Schumer said, there's going to be a whirlwind against Judge Kavanaugh. Judge Kavanaugh needs to look out. And, you know, all eyes on you, Judge Kavanaugh, so on and so forth. Now, he didn't come out and say, oh, we're going to do violence against you. But, you know, read between the lines, folks. You know, there's going to be a whirlwind against Justice Kavanaugh. Come on, Chuck. So anyways, what happened? Well, later in the year,
my dog in front of my chair.
Oh, and Walter's got a dog issue. Correction, earlier this year, somebody leaked a opinion concerning Roe v. Wade, and now all hell's breaking loose. You have people protesting outside Supreme Court justices' homes. Now, granted, it's the conservative justices or the more conservative justices. So anyways, some Yahoo from Simi Valley, California, traveled from Simi Valley to Maryland.
Sharona.
You okay, Walt?
Yeah, I'm checking on my puppy.
Oh, well, does your puppy want to come in the air?
Well, maybe next week.
Right. Anyways, you probably week. Do a better job than me. But anyways, this guy from Simi Valley, California, travels from, you know, California to Maryland with some weapons, and then he hops in a cab, goes to Justice Kavanaugh's house, and then calls 911 and says, well, what his intentions were. And unfortunately, he was arrested and nobody was harmed. But again, you got people outside these justices' homes being docked to say they live at this particular place and they protest, and now actions have consequences. A couple years ago in Alexandria, Virginia, you had Republicans practicing for the congressional baseball game. Some Bernie Sanders supporter came out with a bunch of weapons and went to work. And, you know, these leftists got to realize that, you know, the people that support you and follow you are nuts. We got a few nuts on our side, but guess what? For the justices that we disagree with, such as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Thurgood Marshall, you know, we disagree with them and can't wait till they retire. But then, you know, on the left, they're so absolutely bonkers that they will bring weapons to a Supreme Court justice's house. Now, Supreme Court justices are judges. They are not politicians. Well, they're not supposed to be politicians, but they're supposed to interpret the law. It's part of the balance of the three branches of government. You know, every branch looks at the other branch. But anyways, that's where we're at. Of course, nobody's it's only conservatives that's howling at Chuck Schumer and calling him out on it. Nobody's calling for you know, more weapons bans because nobody was hurt. And but anyways, I'm kind of skeptical. How does this guy get from California to Maryland with a whole bunch of weapons? Did he fly? Did he drive a car? But you know, it's things we need to ask. Well, what's your take on the situation with Chuck Schumer and Justice Kavanaugh?
Well, you know, Chuckle Schumer, we know, is a loser to begin with. So, you know, I don't want to waste too much of my breath on him. You know, a freaking guy used to be a Republican, and then when New York went Democrat, he followed suit. And now he's between, you know, a rock and a Democrat. So as far as Chuckles goes, you know, I just don't see how New York State keeps electing this guy into the Senate. The guy's a freaking moron. And as far as Kavanaugh goes, you know, his judgeship, you know, like you said, it's to follow the law. They're not politicians. Although, you know, a lot of social media will speculate that they're doing political things and political moves, you know, like the Roe v. Wade thing and all that. You know, it got so blown out of proportion. It's just ridiculous. I'd love to know who allegedly leaked it out. If, you know, there's 9 people on the Supreme Court, and 9 or 7, how many people are on the Supreme Court?
9.
Anyway, yeah, 9. You know, the Supreme Court, there's only 9 people that are supposed to know about stuff like that, and they're clerks. So, you know, somebody's doing pillow talk. I don't think anybody's messing around with Sotomayor or what's her face, the one that just got put in by Trump before he left.
Amy Barrett.
Yeah, and of course we know it's not, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's as dead as a doornail. So, you know, as far as the Supreme Court goes, I think people are just making stuff up just to make stuff up just to make stuff up. I'll make my judgment when it comes out and it's on paper, you know, signed by all the justices. I'm not going to start making stuff up about justices like some of these people. But as far as this guy crossing the country, you know, he could drive. You know, it's a free country. You know, you're secured by the Fourth Amendment. You know,
right. Privacy. But anyways, you know. Well, we're coming on first break. Coming back, we'll talk about the not ready for prime time players here in D.C. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on Liberty News and Radio Network.
No evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio. We are live. It is June 11th, 2022. Check us out, folks. The website is 75radio.org. That's the number 75radio.org. And we go from one despicable Democrat to another group of despicable Democrats. This past Thursday, the January 6th committee had hearings during primetime television. Now, primetime television usually runs from 8 o'clock to 10 p.m. And Thursdays is usually the most watched day of the week because it's not the weekends, it's not football. NBC made a fortune on the Thursday night lineup with Cosby, Seinfeld, Family Ties, a bunch of other shows. But anyways, the January 6th committee, handpicked by Nancy Pelosi herself, hired a former news producer. It was professionally produced. Usually these hearings are during the daytime, normal business hours. You have C-SPAN there, maybe other networks covering it. But this was, you know, prime time with the producer. They got flashy video, and it was nothing but a sham. Because we all know that Donald Trump said, go home. He tweeted, he did a video, said, go home, stay home. And then even before January 6th, he spoke with Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Muriel Bowser and said, hey, you might want to send out the National Guard. You might want to call up the National Guard because the mayor of the District of Columbia does not have the authority to call the National Guard. The mayor has to go through the Department of Defense. So Trump actually said, you want the National Guard? I'm willing to send the National Guard, even though they're my supporters, because it might get ugly. And they said no. Also, no mention anywhere about one Ray Epps. Epps was the gentleman seen in various videos trying to antagonize the crowd to storm the Capitol. January 5th, somewhere in downtown Washington, D.C., he says, we need to take over the Capitol. And these very smart people started screaming at him, Fed. They're going, Fed, Fed, Fed. Anyways, the footage on our website. So anyways, they had this clown show. Meanwhile, this whole country is literally falling apart. We got no gas is $5 a gallon. No hearings on that. Inflation is at 8% or better. No hearings on that. The stock market is going to free fall. No hearings on that. We have food processing facilities catching on fire. No hearings on that. We don't have any baby formula. No hearings on that. Our border is wide open, and we're giving these people cell phones. No hearings on that. And then our city's turned into the Wild West. No hearings on that. And just no hearings on one Ray Epps. Nobody asked the question, who is Ray Epps? Where is Ray Epps? What did Ray Epps know, and when did he know it? But that's what we got. We got these the whole country's falling apart. Biden's approval is going at zero, and they're talking about January 6th, what happened over a year and a half ago. You know, you had these Trump supporters, they had a riot. Well, they trespassed, did some
you know, criminal mischief, more or less, you know, both misdemeanors. But they're having these hearings. But, you know, my question is, why are you giving these people hard time for first offense, for misdemeanor offenses? Why are these people in solitary confinement not getting the treatment that, like, every, you know, inmate in jail gets? You know, they're treated like third world citizens. And, in fact, Amnesty International should go to the D.C. jail and find out, you know, what's the Tango Foxtrot? Why are these people not getting bail? But we didn't hear that. You know, it's all Trump's fault. You know, Trump's fault, Giuliani's fault, and anybody that disagrees are racist. Well, what say you about this sham?
Well, first off, let me say this. You know, the January 6th thing, I just don't understand why the government or that part of the government wants to spend millions of dollars on an investigation and put people in jail when half the freaking country was taken over 2 years ago when that George Floyd, you know, committed a felony and then died in police custody. And half the city's burnt down. Police stations were overrun. Mayor's offices were taken over. And none of that was taken into consideration. There's no hearings on that. The only hearing on that was the Rittenhouse trial, you know, which, of course, you know, the government ran, that part of the government ran with its tail between its legs and, you know, just was quiet about it. Rittenhouse isn't through with the government, that's for sure. Secondly, you know, you had Maxine Waters and AOC screaming into microphones, into crowds, when you see one of these Republicans, you go get them. You destroy, you bother them, you go into their diners or wherever they're eating and bother them. Now, these are places that they're telling people to go that are private, you know, restaurants. It's a private entity. Now the January 6th thing, I don't see how anybody, because you can't be criminally trespassed from a public place. I mean, you pay taxes for that thing to exist. You have every right to be there and you have every right to walk the halls of the office, you know, within reason, you know, safely. But, you know, the witch hunts that they're going for and blaming Trump, that Trump sent them down the street to go into and take it over. You know, the guy that sat in Pelosi's chair behind her desk, you know, he got the worst of it. What did he get, 3 years for doing that little stunt?
3 years for criminal trespass.
Yeah, but you can't be criminally trespassed from a public place. You know, that's what I don't get. You know, and by the time his lawsuit comes around in, you know, 8 or 9 years, Pelosi will probably be dead because she's like, what, 84 now, 85?
Right. She'd either be dead from old age or dead sitting in the passenger seat of her husband's Porsche.
So you got these Democrats, like I said, Maxine Waters, AOC, and a couple of others telling people, if you see, you know, a Republican, you know, in a restaurant or, you know, out with their loved ones, you know, pretty much attack them, you know, verbally at least, right, in a private entity. But, you know, you can't be, take my word for it. And we'll get to this, you know, next month sometime. You cannot be trespassed from a public place. And because you can't be trespassed, they can't come up with like a disorderly conduct charge just to satiate you being somewhere where they don't want you to be. You know, you just can't make it up. You just can't. And, you know, the lawsuits that are going to be granted and heard over the next 10, 15 years is going to be astronomical. It's going to cost the government a lot more. Right now, they're trying to do collateral damage by blaming everybody. You know, like you, I've been through that. I've been blamed for everything. Things that I never even heard of, I've been blamed for. So once you're blamed for something, because, you know, you're the, like Tony Montana said one time, you know, you need a bad guy like me to point your freaking fingers at. You know, once they point their fingers at somebody, that means the case is closed. It's over with. You know, they must be right because there's so many people pointing fingers at you. Well, this guy is here to tell you that those fingers that are being pointed at all these people are going to be broken. And there's going to be a lot more money spent on lawsuits than what this kangaroo court, what they're doing now with this January 6th hearing. I mean, you know, good God, they're treating it worse than 9/11.
Right.
9/11 didn't have this much ridiculousness about, you know, who, what, when, where, and why, and put him in jail.
Right.
You know, Bush, we knew what it was. Bush went after him and got him.
Right. Well, amongst other things, we'll say that for another date. You know, and also, we spent more on this situation where it was broadcast all over the world, you know, in real time than Congress has done about the attack on the USS Liberty. But, you know, that's what they do. They hide, you know, they hide their boo-boos, and then they want to, you know, put the blame innocent people, put that on blast. Another question: when the shaman, whatever that idiot with the Viking hat, when he was walking in the House chambers, there was a police officer behind him. Why didn't number one? There's a police officer right behind him. Why didn't that officer stop him and put him in cuffs? Number two: why was there a camera in the House chambers? The camera was positioned right there when the door opened, and here comes the bald shaman guy with the Viking hat and the police officer. You know, it stinks to high heaven, and that, you know, we're not gonna hear about that because, I mean, the FBI is dirty. You know, think about this: J. Edgar Hoover used the FBI to blackmail people. Number one, but he went after everybody except organized crime, because I'm sure organized crime had their own intelligence operation going on. Anyways. We'll come back. We'll talk about pictures
of him in his dress.
Yeah. We'll talk about the greatest people who ever walked the face of the earth and what a mess it is. This is 75 Radio on Libby News Radio Network. Take away, Ray.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The chief of the Texas school district, who has been under fire for his handling of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, broke his silence. Pete Arredondo granted an interview with the Texas Tribune over the phone with his attorney present. Officials with Texas Department of Public Safety described Arredondo as the incident commander who made the call to stand down and treat the incident as a barricaded suspect. Arredondo told the outlet that he never considered himself the incident commander. James Barragan spoke to CNN. He's one of the reporters who interviewed Arredondo.
He is telling, or at least he told us in our interview, definitively that he went in there. He never thought he was the incident commander, never identified himself as the incident commander.
Arredondo also told the Texas Tribune that he called for assistance and asked for an extraction tool to open the door. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175. 8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine. These missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, tells Sky News that Russia is using whatever they can get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
Meanwhile, the governor of Luhansk province in eastern Ukraine is accusing Russia of using flamethrowers on civilians in a village in his province. Inflation concerns have driven the major indexes on Wall Street lower for the week. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Scoop and Walter live on the air. We're already halfway through the show. That's why this is the fastest hour in radio. But anyways, today is June 11th, 2022. Today in the District of Columbia, they had the Gay Pride Parade. And everybody and their brother was out there in rainbows doing whatever they do, making, you know, being inappropriate to a fault. Pardon me. Anyways, they had the Gay Pride Parade today, and they had the March on Washington to get rid of guns. So, you know, that's why I hate this place. But every June, we celebrate and worship and pander to a very small group of people who get the sexual gratifications differently from the rest of the planet. And that's it. That's what we celebrate at Gay Pride Month all June, that a group of people like to do, get their jollies a different way than the rest of us, and we pander these people. And as we pander these people who do things that we don't do with people we wouldn't do it with, we forget the brave boys who stormed the gates of hell on June 6th, Normandy Beach. Now, while I do not care what two people do in the privacy of their own bedroom, it's their business, and that's the thing. Privacy. Please keep it to yourself. I really don't care. I don't want to see it. Just like if being a special lady at the moment start making out in the Greenwich Village or DuPont Circle here in D.C., people would get offended. But I just, you know, and speaking of which, my sister's dating this guy. And they're all over each other like a couple of teenagers. That makes me sick because they're in their 40s. But anyways, you know, moving back to me and Walt, you know, our personal lives could be it's like the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Walter can tell you all the good stories, and I get the bad and the ugly. But that's for a much, much later time in life. And, you know, worst part about it is that I don't want any of this in my kids' faces, especially, you know, I still have small kids. Well, I'm sure, you know, you got kids, they're grown, but I'm sure you don't want to see them with, you know, some guy shaking it in their face. And, you know, but decades long ago, they just want to be left alone. Like, we don't want the cops coming into our bar and harassing us and beating us or whatever. Fine. Then they want to become scout leaders, and look what happened with the Boy Scouts. Then they want to be married. Okay, finally, you've been married. Then they want to adopt kids. Okay. Now they want to they rent the wombs of females and give them, in, you know, with the turkey baster. Now they're fathers, just like Pete Buttigieg. And now they want to bring drag queens to school. And now they want the kids to be drag queens, and they want it all over the place all the time. Dallas, Texas made news because a establishment had drag queens doing look like a striptease or whatever in front of toddlers. And, you know, if you're a guy and that's how you know, get your jollies, fine, but don't bring kids into it. And that's why it's very important for parents today to watch and look and know what your kids are getting into, because they are going after our kids because they want to increase the numbers. Because, you know, in the homosexual community, they just can't have kids unless they adopt or they have a turkey baster and rent a woman's womb because the parts don't fit. And I'm just sick and tired of having these people just pander to just because it's different. Well, I'm different too, but, you know, nobody's not Scoop Stanton month. Walt, what say you about the pandering during all of June?
Well, you know, like you said, and I've been saying it for years, you know, I don't care what two people do, you know, behind their closed doors, and it don't matter. But, you know, don't come out from behind those closed doors and tell everybody what you just did to each other. You know, it's stupid. You know, heterosexuals shouldn't do it. Gay shouldn't do it. Bi shouldn't do it. You know, it shouldn't be done. You know, it should be kept behind, you know, closed doors. You know, they came out of the closet, you know, all right. So what? I got arrested and I had to tell my parents what I did. You know, nobody gives a crap, you know, except the people that are involved. I don't care if you were hiding in the closet for 20 years and, oh my God, I feel so good now. I'm out. I told everybody that I'm gay. Guess what? Nobody gives a crap. Nobody cares. Then, you know, went to, you know, remember the gay pride parade in New York City? You know, it lasted, yep, what, 4 or 5 hours? And, you know, you had, you know, men and women, you know, walking in, walking down 3rd Avenue, I think it was, in, like, you know, outfits, like they were trying to imitate the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. You know, guys were walking down the street in tight T-shirts and tight pants, you know, kissing each other, and the same with the women. You know, all right, look, you had your 3 hours. Now it's 30 days.
Right, it's all going on, and we got to put them on a pedestal. They're like the greatest thing since
you know, I don't care, man. I don't, you know, when I'm driving down the street, you know, right after it rains, I don't even want to look up in the sky because I might see a freaking rainbow. You know, that's how ridiculous this has gotten. And when, you know, and it's getting old very quick. It's getting old very quick. If somebody comes up to me and says, I'm gay, whether you like it or not, you know, I'm going to punch him in the mouth. I'm tired of people just yelling it out loud. Yeah, sure, freedom of speech. You know, I'm all for the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment and all that and everything. But, you know, also, you know, they need to practice Fifth Amendment, keep their mouth shut. You know, I don't care if their parents know. I don't care if their parents don't know. I don't care if it took them 25 years to tell their parents. I don't care. Go see a therapist if that's the problem. If you want to run around in a thong that, you know, looks like an elephant trunk, you know, I don't freaking want to see it. You need therapy, bro. You know, you need therapy. It's so hard to fathom that there are that many people who just want to act like, you know, buttholes in front of other people just for the sake of acting like a butthole, and then going out and smoking weed and sniffing coke and having a double scotch on the rocks just to tell people that's what you did today.
Right. And then,
you know, I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass.
Right. And then when, you know, unfortunately when AIDS came out and, you know, and these people doing stuff, you know, not taking precautions, you know, he felt sad. But then, you know, years later, I happened to meet a homosexual who would tell me some of the stories about what he does. And I was like, his name was actually John. I was like, John, you know, not for nothing, but, you know, you need to take precautions because, you know, you might be, you know, we had enough people of your type pass away from AIDS. But, you know, a lot of them don't care. But, you know, but if you go on social media and TV, it's just all day, every day. If you go on a website, you see a helmet with the strap going across it. It's like a proud to serve. Then you got six rounds of ammunition, and the tip of the rounds different colors of the rainbow, and with the eagle, globe, yeah, and anchor to the
different
left.
Different shapes, like, you know, nipples and penises.
No, not quite. But anyways, it's direct.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Not yet. But, you know,
I might corner the market. Who knows? I might be a millionaire if I do that.
Right.
What but happened? Anyways, your friend of yours shows up at the hospital. What happened? He got shot by a penis. he got nippleized.
Right. But anyways, this illustration from the Marine Corps is a direct imitation from the movie poster of Full Metal Jacket with the helmet that's Born to Kill on it. But, you know, the Marine Corps, their job is to kill people. They're all into LGBTQ and it just...
And it's embarrassing. If you go on the website and just look at how look how far the Department of Defense, all the branches just fell, just has gone right to hell. It's absolutely embarrassing because, well, your father served, I've served, and most of the people on this network proudly served. And, you know, that's where we're headed. You know, they're worried about the rainbow and LGBTQ. Meanwhile, you got naval ships running into each other. You got people can't pass the physical readiness test and all the branches, but you know, we can't, and God help us if Costa Rica invades the U.S. That's what we're looking at. And on a side note, folks, remember the Pulse nightclub shooting in Florida where a Muslim who had a real grievance against homosexuals went in and lit the place up. And the political cesspool was the only show to actually defend these people their right to go about their way. But anyways, we come back, we talk about the newest acquisition from the Carolina Panthers. Stay tuned, everybody.
The award-winning quarterly, devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
I'll tell you my five feet.
And we are back.
Starship Trooper from Wyatt, yes. Well, are we interrupting something?
What?
I said we were interrupting something. It sounded like you were talking to the dog again.
I'm hanging with Sharona.
Nice. But anyways, we're going to talk about some real male things. American football. Now, American football is one of the most alpha male sports around. The players are absolutely enormous and constantly look to just tear the heads off of the opposing players. And some of these monsters include the legendary Dick Butkus, Bubba Smith, Joe Green, Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Jack Lambert, and Reggie Lewis. And to add to the spectacle of Roman Greco sport, you had cheerleaders who were just absolutely, just every single one of them was knockout gorgeous. Some notable NFL cheerleaders include Stacey Keibler, Terry Hatcher. And then here in Washington, D.C., Channel 9, this one young lady, her name is Andy Yu, is just really, really good looking. I mean, I used to, when she was on the Fox News, not Fox News, Fox affiliate here, I watched her all the time. But anyways, the Carolina Panthers threw all that in the garbage because they hired a male who goes around as a lady as a cheerleader. Now, the Carolina Panthers did not hire a male cheerleader like other teams, but that's another story. They hired a male who goes around as a female.
Now imagine all of them beautiful Charlotte women, because, you know, Charlotte's a southern city and southern women are gorgeous. All those beautiful women of Charlotte get beat up by a dude. And anyways, we got a picture of the dude on the website, and he looks like a power forward for the Charlotte NBA team, the Bobcats. Now, you know, guys look for an outlet to get out their aggression, to get out their, tension that is built up, or get away from work or the wife or the kids or the bills or whatever. They like to do it, you know, swilling beer, eating hamburgers and sausage and hoagies, and, you know, depending what part of the country you're in. Here in D.C., I couldn't even tell you what they eat at the when they tailgate, pay $50 at the Dan Snyder. But anyways, you know, Carolina Panthers went woke, so they're going to have a trainee with, you know, shaking his thing in front of our faces. And I guess, you know, Carolina said, you know what, we made too much money, we got too many fans, let's try to fix that real quick. So, you know, the NFL went woke years ago, like Major League Baseball, and other sports franchises and leagues in the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, they're all flying rainbow flags. Tampa Bay made news because certain players did not want to put the rainbow flag but a crucifix because, hey, man, it's just not our thing. But other teams, they're all, you know, rainbow warriors, you know, all rainbow all the time, and just absolutely disgusting. So then, like, where can we go for, you know, that male sport, that male, you know, but that violence that we love? Well, there was the UFC, but guess what? The UFC and just the mixed martial arts sport in general, that got woke too, because the UFC, they're all in for the Pride Month. And then don't forget another organization, you had a male trainee fighting females and just beating the brakes off of these poor women. I mean, Andy Kaufman was 40 years ahead of his time, but he did it as a goof. But, I guess the only thing left is professional wrestling, because one of the best matches ever, I'm serious, I'm being dead serious, was between Beulah McGillicuddy and Bill Alfonso in Extreme Championship Wrestling. Now, mind you, neither one of them are professional wrestlers. They were just referees or just, you know, characters they put in the script. But they had one of the best knockdown, drag-out wrestling matches in all of history. And poor Bill Alfonso lost a lot of blood because they gave it their all. And, I mean, it was looked like a real legitimate, you know, competition. But anyways, we lost football because you got some bald dude with absolutely huge legs and huge arms. He's going to dress up as a cheerleader with a little skirt and then shake what he's got in front of the Carolina Panthers fans. Walt, do you think this dude will be well received among the Charlotte population?
Well, you know, they only do their cheerleading on the home side of the field. So I think if I had tickets, I'd be like up in the corner somewhere on the other side. I don't want that dancing in front of me.
Yeah, but I mean,
I have a problem looking at myself dancing in front of the mirror.
Well, it doesn't help that you put the mirror in a busy downtown corner during the day.
Yeah. And my skirt got too small for me anyway, so. All
right. We better keep it moving before we get yanked off the air. But, I mean, that's what we're looking at. You know, they got male cheerleaders. I mean, yeah, I guess they got to do, they're going to flip around the girl, whatever. But you're at a professional sporting event. You're paying top dollar to watch these monsters go beat the hell out of each other. Well, you used to. Now you get to see some monster wag his monster right in front of you and your kids. And just absolutely just nasty. But anyways, last couple minutes left. Talk about some real testosterone. A couple of days ago on Netflix, I was flicking around looking for something to watch. And Dirty Harry, the 1971 classic that that helped Clint Eastwood's career even more, because he was already a household name with his westerns, Fistful of Dollars.
That's my man, Clint Eastwood. That's right. My man.
So, anyways, it was on Netflix.
You know, I got him on speed dial.
Right. Well, you going to book him as a guest? Because, I mean, he's up there in years.
No, he don't want to talk to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you ever mention his name in a movie like I did?
Yeah, it was Scary Clint Eastwood.
Well, I haven't been in a movie. Well, actually, I take that back.
Well, then there you go. That's why he don't need to talk to you.
back it up, folks. I was actually in a movie. I was actually in a major motion picture distributed by a major studio that made more money than the 7-5. I was in the movie Argo, which came out in 2012. As the Buick was coming up to Dulles Airport, you see a little teeny tiny yellow
speck
on the ramp. So I was like about half a millisecond. I was in Argo. I didn't get any credit for it. I wasn't part of the actors. Anyways,
it was in the credits. Did it say "Man in Dress"? Peter Stanton?
No, I was uncredited, and that was okay. Also released by Warner Brothers Pictures. But anyways, going back to Dirty Harry, I was watching the movie. You know, we've been Dirty Clint Eastwood fans for years, from his Westerns, the Dirty Harry series. Gran Torino, I think, was one of the best movies ever. But anyways, as I'm watching this movie, I couldn't help notice, like, this is a really good movie. Director Don Siegel did a good job putting this movie together. I mean, it was very – the movie kept flowing. You knew who the character was. I mean, forget – take Clint Eastwood out of it. Dirty Harry is still a good movie. And if you put, say, like one of the other choices for the Harry Callahan, such as Steve McQueen, Frank Sinatra, and other actors during that time, it still would have been a great movie. But Clint Eastwood made that movie iconic. It was already a good movie, but Eastwood made it iconic.
You know, did you know that, you know, Frank Sinatra was offered the role of Dirty Harry?
Right, as I said, either Steve McQueen or Frank Sinatra, other characters,
he was in the middle of making those stupid Tony Rome movies, you know, and Dean Martin was making those Matt Helm movies, so they turned it down. They just wanted to be the Rat Pack.
Right. So, anyways, in the movie, Dirty Harry, played by Eastwood, is not just some guy just blowing away bad guys, but he's actually a detective trying to solve a murder, and you had a psycho going around killing people, and he threatened the city of San Francisco, either pay me like $250,000 or I'm going to kill this woman. Yeah. And
Scorpio, it was after the Zodiac.
Yep. And they based it on the Zodiac killer. But in one scene, he's in the district attorney's office, and the district attorney's like, he's walking, and he was like, why? And then we had a legal lesson right then and there. Even though, you know, personally, they could have pushed for prosecuting the guy, but, you know, that's a different story. That's, you know, you had George Soros' attorney way back in 1971, but it was a really, really good movie. If you got Netflix, or even if you don't have Netflix, if you get a chance to watch Dirty Harry, it is a really good movie. And fortunately, you know, Eastwood made it a great character out of Harry Callahan. And, you know, the movie, Gran Torino is Harry Callahan retired, even though he plays a auto worker in the Detroit area. But check it out. Dirty Harry, it's on Netflix or just about anywhere you see movies. Because, I mean, I'm a big buff of movies like back in the day, and I'm working on a list of, like, you know, like, iconic movies made between 1966 and 1980. And one of them is Dirty Harry. Well, you got any more comments on Dirty Harry or any other Warner Brothers release?
No.
You got nothing.
I'm upset that you know, the highway was full of you know, heroes of the last Power Drive, man. Yeah.
Wait, tell everybody where that's from, because I. Walter's not pulling from his backside. It's from somewhere.
Yeah, it's from New Jersey. That's the boss.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Springsteen, yeah. You know, a working man who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, speaking of the boss,
His son's a fireman in New Jersey now?
No.
His son's a firefighter. He graduated from the academy, about a year ago?
Wow.
I don't know if his son is a firefighter in the major city, but he's a firefighter. Yeah.
Well, I got more respect for the younger Springsteen than the old man. Like,
me too.
But anyways, it's great. But Springsteen and Obama wrote a book about going on the outside. But they're established from people all their lives. But anyways, we made it to another week. This is for Walter Yerke. This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.